Umevi k'teris umechalon aleim, because once the money became chulin, now we take the k'teris and be mechal the k'teris upon this money. V'noistin oistam lumnin, and we let the workmen get paid with the k'teris. V'schor and their schar, their pay they're supposed to get for their work, we pay them with this with the k'teris, and then we buy it back with the new money. For the Gemara now, oistin amoyis mayasavin. But what do we do with this money now? Hey, it's the original money we took from the Trumas Halishcha, and we were paider it onto a binyan. So that money became chulin. Then we took the k'teris, and we were mechal the k'teris onto the money. So now the money has kedusha on it. So what do we do with this money now? What do we do with this money that has kedusha on it? Hey, the k'teris itself we use to pay the workmen, and then we buy it back from the workmen with the new Trumas Halishcha. But what do we do with that money now that we were paid the k'teris onto that money? That money has kedusha. What do we do with that money? Rabbi says, I say, yinosnu lebeis gormoy. We put it into this place, give it to these people, beis gormoy, or lebeis aftinus, shoye bikiyim the pitam akteris. They were bikiyim, they were the people that used to know how to make the pitam akteris, to make the k'teris. We used to pay them for their schar. That's what we used to do with the money. Like you said, the Korban Edom. Shoye mekablin schorin mitrumas alishcha. Anyway, they're supposed to get paid from the Trumas Alishcha, because they're working to make the k'teris. So this is the money now we give to them. Over my lechem aponim, they were also big bikiyim. They knew how to make the lechem aponim, so they used to get paid from the Trumas Alishcha, because Trumas Alishcha was used for a korban tzibur or for anything that was needed for the korban tzibur. So this is also needed. K'teris and lechem aponim is called the korban tzibur. So the people that used to work to make it also deserve to get paid from the Trumas Alishcha. So this money now that they were mechalo the k'teris onto it went to pay these people. For Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, v'hein sheyiyu chayovin lehen moyes mishor rishoyna. That though we say you could pay these people, the people that work to make the k'teris, to pit the k'teris, lechem aponim, were allowed to pay them from this year's Trumas Halishcha, it means that they had a chiyuv, was supposed to pay them from the beginning of the year. But it was this year's chayiv, this year's obligation to pay them. And he says, "V'hu sheyir chayov lehem lebeis gorma moyes mishana shavra." That you have to pay them from last year's money. The mishana bo, as if you want to pay them for this coming year, av schorin bo mitruma chadasha. Like a monashok. When did they do work? They were paying them now from last year's money. So it had to be something they did last year that they're supposed to get paid from last year's money. Therefore, you're allowed to use last year's money to pay them. But let's say they started to work now after Chodesh Nisan. So anything they started to work now, just like the Karbonis have to come now from the new money, who are then you have to pay the workmen from the new money. So you can't use last year's money to pay them, because you have to pay them from this year's money. So that we say last year's money we could use to pay them is only if they worked last year and we owed them from last year. Last year's paycheck we could pay them. But for this coming paycheck, we can't pay them from last year's money. You have to pay them from the new year's Machzor Shekel. New Year's Trumas Halishcha. So more Rav Chiya Bar Bo Boy. Rav Chiya Bar Bo asked the question. Lo hoya chayovim le moyes mishona mishor rishona. What's going to be in the case that no, all the workmen were paid up already last year. There's nobody that has nobody has any bills coming to Hegdish to pay us up. It's all last year bills was paid up already. So now what does Hegdish do with this leftover money now? They have this money that they were paid the k'teris on, so it became Kaddish, but it was last year's money, and they have no more bills to pay up with it. Like you were saying, this money you have to give to these workmen that made the pitam k'teris, but that's only from last year's work. But if they're already paid up, what do you do now with the money? We're back stuck. What do we do with the money? Is Asi Rabbi, that was a Shaila. Is Asi Rabbi Bo, B'Shem Rabbi Chiyah, B'Shem Rabbi Yosi, that he says, Mekaitzim ben Esim Mizbeach. That's always the klal. You stuck to do what the money, use it to buy karbonas for the Mizbeach, to buy a korban leila, whenever the mizbeach is still, there's no korban is being brought there, it's empty, you buy a korban leila and bring it for on the dover. That's what they did with this leftover money. Mekaitzim bo'es mizbeach. That's what he answered. So the Mara, Rabbi Bo Bar Koyin, Bo'yi Kumi Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Bo Bar Koyin asked a question in front of Rabbi Yosi, Mechalfa Shitosin. Like I have a question on the Rabbi Chiyah Baraba, Bar Bo. I have a question on Rabbi Chiyah Bar Bo. Tamon Tzrichlo, the Kam Pshitlo. His first, he asked the question, and then he gave a teretz himself. Like Mashmah, these two man yomer, the same man yomer miyam. Like first, he declared a shayla, and then he gave a teretz of what's going on here. If he asked the question, how come you yourself gave the teretz here? So Krav Neda learns Tamod Srichla, Mikori Miboile, first you ask the question, if you have no bills to pay, what do we do with this leftover money? Vashtab Shitle, now it's Pasha to you, you know the answer, there'll be Bo Bishem Rabchia, Bar Bo Amru Masayu. Mashmi, they're both the same person. Or they knew one another at least, they're a Talmud to a Rav. So how come first you ask the question, now you gave the Teres yourself? The Teres Sizi says, the question was, can you use this leftover money to buy a klisharis? That was his question. Now, to say the terrorist that you can use it for case of mizbeach, that was always treated to him. Like that, he never had a doubt. For sure, you could use the leftover money for the case of mizbeach. That's a general cloud. All leftover money could be used for case of mizbeach. Use it to buy the korban and mandava when the mizbeach is empty, use it for that. But his question was, could I also use it for klisharis? And the answer back was, Mashmudat, I'm not sure about a klisharis, but I call upon him this much for sure, I'm sure, that you can use it for ketzem mizbeach. So it wasn't like he asked the question and he himself gave a teretz. It's a good question still. He's only answering that this much I know for sure, that for ketzem mizbeach for sure it's good. So the Mishani and Trichelo, Hodik Gmi Boyele, he made Boyele klisharis, Yekeshiri alishcha, that was a shayla. The heavy look of Moshe Truma alishcha. I will keep some mizbeach vaday boyin. But that I knew for sure it could be brought for keep some mizbeach. The af Moshe Truma alishcha to keep some mizbeach boyin. Even the money left over from the Truma alishcha also goes to the keep some mizbeach. The more the ispalgun pitma, because it's a shayla like this. A machlokes is like this. Pitma bechulin. Let's say they made the pitma makteris with chulin. His father says the pligi Rabbi Yosi b'chinav Rabbi Yosi b'shu b'levin. Pitma means lekteris the klichoil. They made the pitma makteris and the klichoil. They didn't use the klisharis. They stamped did in the klichoil. What's the halacha? Rabbi Yosi be Rabbi Chanina Omar psula. The pitma makteris is possible. A deal that has to be made in the klisharis. We'll soon see why. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar kshera. No, it's kosher. That the pitma makteris could be done in the klichoil. Some of us have learned that's really the shaila before. If you tell me now that pitma makteris has to be done in the klisharis, has to be done only in klisharis, then the leftover money from the k'taris could also be used to be a klisharis. As if the k'taris needed a klisharis, it's good why the leftover money of the k'taris could be used for klisharis. But if you tell me now that pitma makteris does not need a klisharis, it could be done b'chulin, that was a suffolk leg. Then the leftover money from the k'taris cannot go for klisharis, but rather only with keitzam mizbeach. So that you had a suffolk before, if there's leftover money from the pitma makteris, what can you do with it? Can you use it for klisharis, or only for keitzam mizbeach? The chur is telling the shayl here. If the k'taris needs a klisharis, it could be used for klisharis. But if the k'taris does not need a klisharis, you can make the k'taris even the kli chulin, it doesn't have anything to do with the kli sharis. The leftover money cannot be used to buy a kli sharis. Now, what's this machlokes? For my time with Rabbi Yosi ve Rabbi Chanina, why does he say it's possible if you make the kteris and the kli chul? While kodeshi, the pasuk says kodeshi, shetei aviyosin v'kodesh. It has to be done b'kedusha. It has to be done in the kli sharis. So it's not in the pasuk. The kteris has to be done in the kli sharis. It's kodeshi, kodesh tiyulechem. Shetei aviyosin b'kodesh, shekol ma'aseh lo yen elo b'kodesh. Everything done has to be done in the Hegdish, or in the Klisharis. My time, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that he says what is Kodesh. Yeah. How come he says it's kosher? Because he says Kodesh means shetei bo mitruma talishcha. That's all. It just means the money you use to buy the k'teris has to come from Hegdish, has to come to truma talishcha. But after you buy it from the money of the truma talishcha, how do you make the k'teris? It could be made in the kli chol. It's only it has to be bought for money that comes from truma talishcha. Omer Rabbi Yosi be Rabbi Bun. Ask the Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. That Rabbi Chanina says that it has to the k'taris has to be made in the kli sharis goes according to Shmuel. Udi Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that says no, the k'taris could be made even in the kli chol. It's also kosher. For Rabbi Yechanan, he goes according to Rabbi Yechanan Shita. The Tanina we learn like this.
Hamakdish nechosov. If somebody made all his property hegdish, for hoyu behen dvorim, and he had in his property things ruyin le korbanos tzibur, like he had, that's the animals, he had things that are royal to be for korban tzibur, is Rabbi Yechanan Amar. Rabbi Yechanan says, what does that mean that he had things royal to be for korban tzibur? Keteris. That if the person had his own property keteris, you're allowed to use this keteris for the korban tzibur. So this is a rai. Rabbi Yechon holds the keteris does not have to be made in the kli sharis, because here we're talking about a private person, and we see we're allowed to use this keteris. It's a rai, even though it was made in the kli choil, still it's kosher. So Guru Sakasha and Rabbi Yosi Bei Rabbi Chanina. So Gemara answers, Om Rabbi Shia Tifta Bumin Mishel Beis Avtinus Shoyenoito Bischoroi Keteris. I'll give you an answer that this Mishnah is going according going that the Keteris was given. This is the Keteris that was given to these people for their pay for the work they did. So really, this Keteris originally came from the Beis Hamikdash. So the Keteris originally was made in the Kli Kodesh, even though, like our Mishnah says, the leftover Keteris, we are paid to make it into chulin, and then we give it to these workmen for their schar. And now, when the workmen want to be magdashit, we could again use their keteris. So even though the keteris in between became chulin, but since originally when it was made in the kli kodesh, that's why it's kosher, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina. Yeah, and now the Gemara says, Uder Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Chanina. It's according to Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Chanina that he holds it has to be made the keteris only in the kli kodesh is kishmul. He goes according to Shmuel Shita. The Omer Rafuna, that Rafuna said b'shem Shmuel in the name of Shmuel, that machteshes also oisa kechli sharas lakodesh, that the machteshes, that's the grinder that they used to use to make the keteris in, that also had aloch had a din like a kli kodesh, like a kli sharas. So you see, anything to be made with the keteris had to be done only in a kli sharis, because he holds like this sheet that has to be done in a kli kodesh. That's trying to post that keteris has to be from kodesh. To grind up the keteris also had to be made from a kli sharis. So you see clearly anything that's used to make the keteris has to be done in a kli sharis. So that goes according to Shmuel Shita here, that the keteris has to be done in a kli sharis, and not only the last, the final product of it, but even the grinding, even the machtesh of the grinder, also has to be from a kli sharis. Omra Rabbi Yosi Bei Rabbi Bun. Omra Rabbi Huna Kumi Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Huna said in front of Rabbi Yosi, Dover Shekodesh B'Kli Sharis. Something that has Kedush in a Kli Sharis. Nifta. Could it be Poydirit? Like it's Akasha. If the Keteris had to be made in a Kli Sharis. So anything that went into a Kli Sharis gets the Kedush Zaguf on it. Now usually the Klal is something that has a Kedush Zaguf on it, you can't be Poydirit. Like a carbon. Close amount of carbon is a tam, has Gdush Zaguf on it, you can't be poiderit. You have to first wait till it becomes a Baal Mum, till the Gdush Zaguf goes off it. But here the Keteris, if you're telling me Metchila was made in the Klisharis, so the Keteris has a Gdush Zaguf on it. So how does the Mishnah say, with the leftover Keteris, you know what we do with it? We're poiderit on a binyan, and we make the Keteris become Chulin. How could you make the Keteris Chulin? If the Keteris was put into a Klisharis, it got a Gdush Zaguf on it, a Gdush Zaguf, it can't take off it. You can't be poiderit. So it should be a raya that you don't have to make in a kli sharis. Amalei answered back, that's not kasha. For loy de Shmuel he. We said anyway, he goes according to Shmuel Shita. And Shmuel says like this, that there's a svar from Leiv Bezdin Masna Leim. Bezdin makes it tonight Metchila. It's only Kaddish if we need it. But what we don't need, the leftover Keteris, never has Kedusha. There's that we put something in the kli sharis, and the kli sharis is Mekaddish it, it's only Mekaddish with a tonight if we're going to need it, if we're going to use it. But if it's left over, we don't need it. It's a mechila that it wasn't chal the kedusha on it. That's Shmuel Shita. The Shmuel, like the Shmuel, the Shmuel Amar, kalhu b'moiser. It's a kalus and anything left over that went into a kli sharis that if you don't need it now, the kedusha automatically goes off it. Like it's a leiv bezin was only kaddish mechila on it tonight. The yisbalgin we have the machlokes hoisirul tamimim. If you have leftover kabonis, like the end of the year, you always have four kabonis left over. Because the lacha is at all times, Bezdin has to have six kabonis, like a tamita for a tamid in the morning. You have to have six animals at all time roi to be used for a carbon atomid. So the last day of the year, the beginning of the day, they had six kabonis left over. So two of them they use that day. So now four kabonis are left over. So at the end of every year, you have to at least have four animals left over. That you can't use it tomorrow on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because tomorrow the new year Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have to use the new kabbonis bought from the new money. So every year you have at least four animals left over. What do we do with the leftover animals? Is Shmuel Lama Shmuel says niftin kitminim. You can be pointed at them right now, even though these animals are tamim, has no mum. You can be pointed at it right now. Either chura, how can you be pointed at an animal that's tuch saguf? It can't be pointed at carbon.
The Teretz says that when Bezdin was makdish, the carbon Metzchila was on a Tanai. We're only makdish these animals if we're going to use them. But these last four animals that are not used for this year, the Kedusha was never chal on it. A Kedusha is a guf. Therefore, Shmuel says you can appoint it now even though the animal was in Tam. We have Yechon and Amano. Niftin Kapsula Amagdashim. He also know you have to wait till it becomes a Balmum, and then you can appoint it. But calls them on that it's a Tam, it has a Kedusha Saguf on it. Rabbi Yochanan says you can't be poyed off these last four animals. Now, Hoysiru Sirim. Let's say you had leftover Sirim. That means Shakonu Atziba Mitzuma Sayishon of Goin Sir Shomash Chodesh. Adur, Shenevad Venim Sabrisin. What happened on Mash Chodesh Adur, the last month of the year, the Bezdin bought a seer for a Shredish. And it got lost. So they brought another carbon, that Adur. And then after Nisan, they found the old carbon. So that carbon can't be used anymore, because you can't, it's last year's carbon. So what do you do with this soya now? So Sirim, Haisirim, you have a leftover Rosh Chodesh Nikasirim. Is Adaiti di Shmuel, according to Shmuel, Im Oila Niftis. If you can be poidira an Oila, Lekol Shchein Chatis, for sure you can be poidira this carbon Chatis. Now the Chiddush is like Im Oila, like it held before, the Tamidim, the Kabonis that was supposed to be for carbon Tamid, which is a carbon Oila. If you can be poid to that, which there he speaks out, if you wouldn't be poid, what would you do with it? You'd have to wait till it comes about Mum, and the money you would buy a carbon Oila. So anyway you would buy a carbon Oila from it. Still we say you're allowed to be poid of it, so for sure this fear of Rosh Chodesh, which if you leave it over, it wouldn't be brought for Chatis, it would only be brought for an Oila, for sure you're allowed to be poid of it right now. So according to Shmuel, Pshita, you're allowed to be poid of it. Is Rabbi Yechanan Omer of Zerah, according to Rabbi Yechanan Shita, the Eels know, since it had Kedusha on it, even though now you can't use it, is Yeru. You have to wait till it becomes a Balmum, let it go out in the pasture in the fields, until it becomes a Balmum, and then you'll poid of it. But right now you can't be poid of it. Omer Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak, Mekaitz and Ben Esam Mizbeach. What you do with the money is, you use it to buy Kabonis when the Mizbeach is empty. So he learns Mekaitz and Ben means, Besirim Shinisoysu Mishan Lashana. If you have these leftover Sirim from year to year, he used it from the dover of the tzibur. That's what he used these animals for. The kasha, we have a kasha. A yesh chatish shekriv oila. Can it be that a carbon chatish comes in to be a carbon oila? The kasha, yesh chatish krev oila. The sirah yatzibur chatishain. Lechur, these sirim left over, these ghosts left over, was a carbon chatish. The ketzah mizbeach oila sain. And to use it for matana to the mizbeach is a carbon oila. So how could a chatis turn into be a carbon oila? Amrav Yosi Shenihi. Here it's different. Shein Karbonis Tzibur Nigboyim Ela B'Shchita. That what do you mean? This was a carbon tzibur, but you didn't use it. This was last year's Sirim Rosh Chodesh. This was the Sirim that was set aside for his carbon Rosh Chodesh, and it came at the end of the year. They didn't need it. Now a carbon tzibur. When is it chal the real kedusha on the carbon? Only B'Shach Shchita, when we actually use the carbon. But here it came out, you never shechted the animal. It came at the end of the year, you didn't need it. You did not need it. So it never chal taka kedushas chatas on it. And Amri Abichia, tonight Bezdenu. This is like Lev Bezden Masman. Bezden always makes the condition. Al ha-moysa shikrivu oilis. Bezden always made it tonight. Any carbon tzibur, when we buy the carbon, the shein chatas, it's only with a tonight that we're going to use it this year for chatas. Like we say, v'shah shchita, when you actually use it, that's when it gets its kedushas chatas, a carbon Rosh Chodesh. But let's say it was left over for the end of the year, you don't need it. It was a Tanai Bezdin that the kedushas chatas never chal on it. What can you do with it then? You could use it for ketzam mizbeach. You could use it for carbon oila. It says Tanai Bezdin l'maisris. Afilu chatas, sheikribu oilis. There's a Tanai Bezdin, when the Bezdin buys these animals for the seer Rosh Chodesh for chatas, it's with a Tanai, only if we'll use it. If we don't need it though, it could be used for an oila. Avol shar chatoi shal tzibur, a mishtan li yisoylis. But a regular chatis tzibur avada, once it has a kedushas chatis, and Bezdin like wants to use it, they have no right to change it over to be a carbon oila. It's only a leftover animal that can't be used anymore. Then it has the right to say with the Tanai Bezdin that the kedusha wasn't chal for chatis, it could come out to be a carbon oila. Yeah, Mishnah says.